35, Jerry Bader. We're going to interrupt me for a moment. Mike Rogers has been grilling Kathleen Sebelius on security deficiencies that people who did use the ACA website, that their personal information is at risk because of horrible security. Go ahead, Jason.
Including interface testing, daily, weekly scans are going on. This is a temporary authority.
Candidly, that's not what the memo says.
A temporary.
Number one. And number two, the contractors will tell you it's not happening.
Mr. Chairman, a point of order. I think the witness ought to be allowed to answer what was a speech by the colleague, because he's raised a lot of issues.
The gentlelady will.
You mean there's been no other speeches here today? That's shocking.
Henry Waxman is still alive, really?
Does the secretary wish to respond briefly?
Sir, I would just say this document is a document signed by Administrator Tavner, which discusses mitigation strategies for security that are ongoing and upgraded, and a authorization to operate on a permanent basis will not be signed until these mitigation strategies are satisfied. It is underway right now, but daily and weekly monitoring and testing is underway.
Mr. Chairman, there are people using this system today, and she's just admitted again the system isn't secure,
gentlemen,
nor has it been
tested.
Mr. Chairman, she didn't admit that. You said it, but she didn't say it.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Mr. Doyle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Secretary, welcome. Those of us who fought for this law, who voted for this law, have a vested interest in its success, and the concerns that you hear expressed on this side of the panel are real, because we want to see Americans get health care. I think it's somewhat disingenuous for my colleagues on the other side of the podium.
All right,
here to
so now we've got Michael Doyle of Pennsylvania having her back after Rogers asked very legitimate questions about, is it secure? And, of course, his time expired, and now a Democrat gets to ask a fluffball question. But that's going to go on for quite a while. Again, I want to give the number out here in just a minute to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's Madison office. What we're doing is urging you to call and ask her not only to support, but co-sponsor Ron Johnson's bill that would allow people legitimately to keep the insurance they now have. I mean, legitimately. Not the lie that President Obama told. The number again, 608-264-5338. This is her Madison office. As always, be polite, but say that you urge Senator Baldwin to co-sponsor and support Senator Johnson's bill, 608-264-5338. And again, that would be the bill that would allow you to keep your insurance. Make sure to stress that. 608-264-5338. Yeah, I really didn't know Henry Waxman was still around. I kind of forgot. California is California. Wacko lefty liberal. I just forgot that. But he chimed in trying to defend Kathleen Sebelius. This is by design. This is not a flaw of Obamacare. And this is where Senator Johnson's bill goes to the heart of this. Because here's what you have, and this isn't new. We've been talking about this forever. That there are requirements in Obamacare for coverage that are way above what most people need, and it's a one-size-fits-all. You know what it's like? It's like another liberal initiative. It's like First Lady Michelle Obama's one meal size fits every kid at school lunch. Actually, it's exactly like that. That's precisely what it is. Doesn't matter if the kid's obese. Doesn't matter if the kid's 6'2 and 108 pounds. That'd be a skinny kid. Let's make him what? What's a really skinny 6'2" kid without looking like he's dying? 130? That'd be a pretty skinny kid, wouldn't it? 6'2", 130 pounds? No, he gets the same minuscule portions that a 5'1", 240-pound kid would get. Because it's all about being the same. That's the liberal nirvana here. Everybody needs the same coverage, even if they don't want to pay for it. We've talked about that for years. you're going to lose your opportunity to pay for lower cost, lower benefit coverage. And the scam that it was grandfathered in was just that. It was a scam. They knew that even a minor tweak, in fact, as the Wall Street Journal points out today, they made damn sure shortly after the law was passed that even a minor tweak would disallow your current coverage. Well, it changed. It's not the same coverage that was there on March 23rd, 2010. So, of course, you don't get to keep it. And again, this is not just this is not just for those who are on the individual market. Jason, see if the 800 number is there in that email that you just opened. Let's see. Okay. From Wisconsin only, here's the 800. 800-247-5645. I just threw this on you, so I'm going to give you a minute here. This is an 800 number for Tammy Baldwin. 800-247-5645. I'm asking you to call her and urge her to support Ron Johnson's bill to allow people to keep their insurance. 800-247-5645. And what this bill should also do is not require employer-provided coverage to meet the draconian qualifications of things, benefits most people won't need. 800-247-5645. We'll give this a couple of times later in the show. I'll give it one more time right now. 800-247-5645. 800-247-5645. And I really want you to ring the phones off the hook there. If you have anything to say about this, we'll take calls. Otherwise, I am actually going to move on to other things. Confuse you with another phone number. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. 943.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.